What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Well, everybody, we have some stunning news. Only months after Stephen Colbert's late-night show was canceled, we are now learning that Jimmy Kimmel's show is going to be pulled off the air indefinitely. This came after comments that he made last night about the Charlie Kirk situation and after years of relentless attacks coming from Donald Trump himself. Throughout this video, I'm going to show you the clip that got Jimmy Kimmel indefinitely pulled off the air, and then I'm going to run through a lot of Donald Trump's attacks. These are attacks coming in a top-down manner from the executive branch calling for the silencing of people in the media, of celebrities like Jimmy Kimmel. Donald Trump has been attacking other stars who then have had their shows pulled off the air after lawsuits from Trump and his supporters. It is sickening, and let's just start with the news itself. Breaking. Nexstar Media, which owns around 24 ABC affiliates, says it will preempt Jimmy Kimmel Live indefinitely tonight due to his commentary on Charlie Kirk's assassination. Quote, Mr. Kimmel's comments about the death of Mr. Kirk are offensive and insensitive at a critical time in our national political discourse, and we do not believe they reflect the spectrum of opinions, views, or values of the local communities in which we are located, said Andrew Alford, president of Nexstar's broadcasting division. Continuing to give Mr. Kimmel a broadcast platform in the communities we serve is simply not in the public interest at the current time, and we have made the difficult decision to preempt his show in an effort to let cooler heads prevail as we move forward to the resumption of respectful, constructive dialogue. And in this context, to quote, preempt a show means they are removing Jimmy Kimmel Live from the broadcast schedule and replacing it with other programming, not airing the show on any of the ABC-affiliated networks. I want to point out that Nexstar Media, who owns, you know, 24 ABC affiliates, has caved in the past. ABC recently agreed to give $15 million to Donald Trump's presidential library to settle a defamation lawsuit. They literally just bent the knee and not only gave $15 million, probably to prevent discovery or to prevent the lawsuit from spending or costing that much more money. They not only bent the knee, but they gave it to Trump for his presidential library. Really quickly, I just want to say, Donald Trump made a bunch of remarks about Jimmy Kimmel, calling to pull his show off the air for the past few years. Even as president of the United States, Trump has been calling for this. He's been attacking ABC, Jimmy Kimmel. He attacked the Washington Post, the New York Times. He launched a $10 billion lawsuit against the Wall Street Journal that is very quickly going to be dissolved because it was just a BS lawsuit. And many of these publications have bent the knee. Many of these shows have bent the knee. But on the Adam Mockler channel, we will never. We have no outside investors. There is nobody who can make us bend the knee. And we are the one variable they did not realize was there. We pull, 50, 60, 80 million views per month covering politics relentlessly. We are the variable they did not think of. So if you want to help us get to 2 million subscribers, make sure you hit the subscribe button below. Donald Trump posted on July 22nd of 2025, quote, the word is, and it's a strong word at that, Jimmy Kimmel is next to go in the untalented late night sweepstakes. And therefore after, Fallon will be gone. These are people who with absolutely no talent, who were paid millions of dollars for, in all cases, destroying what used to be great television. It's really good to see them go, and I hope I play a major part in it. Wow. Donald Trump then says, stupid Jimmy Kimmel, who still hasn't recovered from his horrendous performance and big ratings drop as host of the Academy Awards, especially when he showed that he suffered from Trump derangement syndrome, to the entire world by reading on air about my truth about how bad of a job he was doing. So then he goes on this long post, begged him not to do it. Don't read his truth, Jimmy. Please don't do it, they said. He was made to look like a fool. He's the worst host ever. This one was in 2024. So this dude was campaigning, just beefing with Jimmy Kimmel. But there's more. There's a bunch more. This one says, from 2025, Everybody is saying that I was solely responsible for the firing of Stephen Colbert. That is not true. The reason he was fired was pure lack of talent and the fact that this deficiency was costing CBS $50 million in losses. Next up will be an even less talented Jimmy Kimmel, and then a very insecure, weak Jimmy Fallon. I mean, he just keeps going over and over, over and over and over. It is absolutely absurd. And I shouldn't have to lay this part out. The president of the United States, their job is to tone down the division, tone down the rhetoric. Donald Trump amps it up, attacks figures in the media, calls them weak, insecure, gets their shows canceled because they criticize him. This is pure authoritarianism. When you, as the president of the United States, leverage your executive branch powers to launch lawsuits against the Wall Street Journal, to intimidate Fox News, to intimidate other media companies and make them bend the knee, that is raw authoritarianism, and it creates this chilling effect. Now, Jimmy Fallon, who is still on the air, will likely be maybe a little bit more nervous about what he says. People will be a little bit more nervous about what they say about the Trump administration, which is not what you want. You don't want, in America, people nervous to critique the president or call the president out. Again, we will never relent on this show. Let me play this clip.
We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it. In between the finger pointing, there was grieving. On Friday, the White House flew the flags at half staff, which got some criticism. But on a human level, you can see how hard the president is taking this.
My condolences on the loss of your friend Charlie Kirk. May I ask, sir, personally, how are you holding up over the last day and a half, sir?
I think very good. And by the way, right there, you see all the trucks? They've just started construction of the new ballroom for the White House, which is something they've been trying to get, as you know, for about 150 years. And it's going to be a beauty.
Yes. Okay. He's at the fourth stage of grief, construction.
There was nothing wrong with this.
Construction.
That was quite literally the segment that got Jimmy Kimmel canceled. It was nothing beyond that. Jimmy Kimmel says the right wingers tried to make him out as something other than one of their own. He could have just been referencing the fact that this kid grew up in a Republican family, despite whatever ideology he leaned into over the past year or so. Tyler Robinson very clearly did grow up in a Republican family with guns. He was one of their own in a Republican household. Despite whatever ideology he's had over the past few months, it doesn't matter. Then he says, Trump doesn't really seem thrilled about this, and he plays Trump's own words. So Jimmy Kimmel is getting canceled for playing a clip of Trump's own lack of empathy. It is absurd, and we need to continue calling this administration out. This is pure authoritarianism. In no reality should the president be attacking universities. Like, can I just back up for 1 second? Donald Trump has repeatedly attacked Columbia University, Harvard University, universities across the country to try to get them to bend the knee via lawsuits, via withholding funds, every single way he can. He tries to pressure them. That is authoritarian. You can talk about law firms. He got like 6 law firms that he sued to then just do free pro bono work for the president because he wanted to exert his power. You can look at the media. He's constantly trying to get shows canceled relentlessly. You can look at individual judges that he attacks. The president of the United States shouldn't be attacking judges and calling to impeach judges. Even Supreme Court Justice Roberts said to Trump one time, you cannot be using your power to attack judges. That's not cool. So I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the work we do, drop a like below. Subscribe. I love you all. Peace out.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.